It's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsboro today, and we are joined on the phone by Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well, Aaron, and happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you. So last time we spoke, it was right before a Hillsboro Town Board meeting. Number of different items on the agenda, but one of the things that we talked about was an upcoming discussion about the process of widening Churton Street. How did that discussion go?
Well, I went very well, Aaron, and kudos to both the previous folks from DOT and Kimberly Horn, who had kind of organized some of the information for us and our town staff. And so we had a sort of very organized process to go through the few decision points that we have about this particular project. And again, this is the widening of Church Street, which is originally proposed from Orange Grove Road down to Interstate 40. We don't believe that's happening. And so in the general discussion, I think what we're trying to wrap our heads around is that we've always thought about this as a wonderful boulevard, maybe tree line that would be coming into town with bike lanes and just a nice thoroughfare, maybe some roundabouts at different places. And the reality on the ground is it takes up a heck of a lot more space than people would imagine. Probably roundabouts are not going to be much of an option. And certainly some of the big trees that you know, have in, like we have in the older places in Hillsboro, it's just not an option because you no longer put those along the highways because of safety. Mm-hmm. And so we're just trying to figure out, like, okay, what is it that we are dealing with? And so one of the things that we finalized on Monday was a list of what the town's responses to certain decision points about, you know, where we would like the road to proceed, you know, assuming that, you know, the road would be proceeding pretty much as planned. A couple of those things are just like, you know, how wide are the lanes? Are they going to be 11-foot lanes or 12-foot? I think the town would like to have the little bit narrower lanes that kind of slows down the speed of traffic. 23-foot wide medians would probably be preferred. One of the, I guess there's 2 or 3 big things that the town is recommending of the choices that we have. DOT did come back and said, what could we do to extend this a little bit past Orange Grove Road, up towards Highway 70A, getting a little bit closer to downtown, particularly so we could not only accommodate some of the different traffic, but also some of the pedestrian thoroughfares. And, of course, that includes a railroad bridge that goes between Highway 70A and Orange Grove Road. DOT says, in fact, they could do a bridge there, but, you know, it's going to cost the town around $3 to $5 million, roughly. And we said, no, thank you. We'll take the bridge option. But we would be interested in some improvements on some turning lanes up around 70A, which DOT said they could include, depending on some other qualifications that need to, because it's around some historic properties, and so none of this is set in stone yet. But if they get those approvals, we would like to see some of the turning lane improvements and a curb and gutter and potentially a sidewalk. Really, the bridge isn't set up for pedestrian to cross. It's a very kind of narrow way, but we could do a sidewalk sort of to and from, and that would just enhance at least a little bit of connectivity, get us partly the way there.
Now, how much of this is the DOT's ultimate decision, and how much of this is the town of Hillsboro's?
Well, I feel like we have a good partnership. So in many ways, the DOT has laid out the framework of here's what the road, you know, is pretty much going to look like, and here are some tweaks the town can have some input about. And we have the feeling that DOT, in particular, is indeed working with us to kind of get the tweaks that we want. For instance, another one of the big ones is DOT originally proposed sort of pretty much at a request that there would be bike lanes and sidewalks on either side of the road. One of the alternatives, because it just makes the road so wide, and that's an area that would be very, very busy there's lots of cut-throughs in businesses and driveways there, and maybe not the best place for your standard bike lane on a really, really busy road. Mm-hmm. But in lieu of having the bike lanes on the road, we would have on one side of the road a multi-use path that bikes and pedestrians could use really in lieu of the sidewalks. Mm-hmm. And there would be a sidewalk on one side and a multi-use path. And that's an idea that was intriguing and that some mutual problem solving. And again, the town has to pay for a lot of these additions, but the cost is being prepared under the, as DOT does the construction, it's we at least get some choices about the way we would like to see that. And a multi-use path makes a lot more sense to us than bike lanes do, just given the whole nature of the road and mm-hmm. there wouldn't necessarily be bike lanes that would connect anywhere else. And then probably the other major thing is just what we could do around Oakdale Drive and that connection and at Lafayette Drive, some of the places on the southern end of this. We have real concerns about stoplights or what kind of improvements would be made at South of Town. We know that there's a lot of truck traffic, and one thing that is on this plan is what's called a bulb, which is a big place for trucks to turn around. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of questioning if there's other ways that the an intersection could be used to accommodate for truck turnarounds. And so those are the things that we're still looking at, and we're going to pick this up again at our town board workshop this coming Monday.
Awesome. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on events and happenings in town. And we got to wrap up, but other things going on in Hillsborough that you want to get the word out about? I know you were at a ribbon cutting just yesterday.
Oh, we had a wonderful ribbon cutting yesterday, Aaron. Bull City Music School has moved in downtown, so it's nice to have the school for music that's already well established in Durham, but is moving to Hillsborough. There's some of the, I believe the owners are also moving their students to Hillsborough. So for an arts community, just having this music school is fabulous.
And are they going to change their name from Bull City Music School to something else?
You know, I have not had the opportunity to raise that point yet. So stay tuned for that one. And of course, we have Last Fridays coming up a week from this Friday.
Awesome.
And so that's always something we're looking forward to, particularly in the summer when we have the concerts. And then we'll be getting into the fall when one event after the other, from the Bluefields and River Park concerts to Outlander, Outlander Hillsborough, and Hog Day, and all those events that happen in the fall. So I know we'll have a lot of things to talk about in terms of Hillsborough events.
Awesome. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on events and happenings. Mayor Tom Stevens, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.